Happy Mother's Day to all mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, and so many who fulfill the role of mothering to others. I have been a mother for the past 13 and a half years, and what an incredible journey it has been. It seems like just yesterday I left the hospital with a newborn. She seems so tiny in the car seat. Lately, I can't count the number of times I've heard the expression, "Look how much your daughter has grown." Just the other day she was a baby, this high. Now, she's almost as tall as you are. The first few years of motherhood seem so long ago, but what I remember vividly is the joy and happiness that seemed to consume everyone when you walked into a room holding a baby. A baby seems to always put a smile on your face. I remember visiting a close family friend during the first few weeks after giving birth. While at the house, each time the phone rang, it didn't matter who was on the line, Cynthia would announce to the caller with so much excitement in her voice, "We have a new baby in the house." You would think that the baby was hers, or perhaps the baby was her new grandchild. Babies do that. One of the questions my daughter likes to ask is, "What was I like as a baby?" The answer to that is, "Just the same as you are today, a happy-go-lucky kid, full of energy, who always has a smile on her face." And I have the pictures to prove it. This year, my daughter graduates from elementary school and is set to embark on her high school adventures this fall. Many of you, my fellow parishioners, have been witness to and instrumental in my daughter's spiritual and personal development. Although my daughter was baptized at Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish in Toronto, we have been members of the church family at Our Lady Queen of the World for over 10 years. Just last year, she was confirmed in this parish. She is currently an altar server and now a member of the youth group. It hasn't always been a smooth ride. It is not easy being a mom. It requires a lot of sacrifice and love. Love that I didn't even know I had in me to give. It doesn't matter how many parenting books you read, how much advice you receive from other mothers with lots of experience, nothing prepares you for motherhood completely. Sometimes I feel like I'm just winging it, hoping for the best. I know I cannot be a supermom as portrayed on the big screen. I can only try to inspire my daughter to be the best possible version of herself. Whenever I need inspiration or a role model for mothering, I simply turn to my own mother. Even though we are separated by geographical distance, my mom resides in Trinidad, the country of my birth. We chat by phone several times a week as she renders motherly advice remotely. Her response is consistent and very predictable. "Did you pray about it?" Or, "You should pray about it first." Or, even when things are going great, her response will always be, "Well, you know you need to give thanks and continue to pray about it." Initially, these were not always the first words I wanted to hear, but over time, I've learned to appreciate this advice. I realize that in any given situation, whether good or bad, if I take a moment to breathe, ask God for help first, or say a quick prayer in thanksgiving, I can make it through the day. Right now, I think of those moms who are spending more time supervising e-learning over the last few weeks. Each morning, just ask God to grace you with a little extra dose of patience. I'm sure you'll be okay. Then, at the end of the day, praise God that you've made it through the day. The month of May is special to all Christians. This is one of the months dedicated to a very important mother, our Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary's life was one of service and great devotion to her son. At the wedding feast of Cana, Mary to the waiter said, "Do whatever he tells you," right before Jesus turns the water into wine. This demonstrated unfailing fidelity to her son. Her continuous love and support of Jesus is why we can always turn to Mary and ask her to intercede for us. We, as Christians, know that we can bring our prayers to Mary and ask her to bring them to God. My mother gave all three of her daughters middle names inspired by Mary. My older sister is Maria, I am Marie, and my younger sister was Marion. Our mother Mary is alive in each of us. She's a parent in every single one of us. Mary was a perfect example of unconditional love. After all, she sacrificed her only son. During this month of May, pray the rosary daily in honor of Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of our Church. To those of you who are expecting, enjoying a newborn, spending time with your children, and for all those moms who are with the angels looking down on us, know that we, your church family at Our Lady Queen of the World, are thinking about you and praying for you today. Happy Mother's Day, and thank you, Mummy, for showing me a mother's love.